The American military will continue its presence in Afghanistan for a number of years, despite beginning to withdraw in 2011. In a series of media appearances, officials stressed that the date should be seen as the beginning of handing over responsibility to Afghan forces. Imtiaz Tayyab reports from Washington.
Speaking on a Sunday morning political chat show, the Defense Secretary Robert Gates said that despite President Obama's plan to begin withdrawing with troops from the region in July 2011, the U.S. was likely to maintain a significant military presence in Afghanistan for a number of years. The Defense Secretary said the pullout date was set to underline the urgent need for the Afghans to speed up recruiting and training soldiers and getting them into the field. The comments follow criticism from opposition Republicans who say announcing a withdrawal date sent a dangerous signal to insurgents.
Clashes have broken out in the Greek capital Athens on the first anniversary of the killing of a teenager by police. Demonstrators threw stones at riot police who fired tear gas. There were similar clashes in the city of Thessaloniki from Athens, Malcolm Brabant.
Last December, after the alleged murder of Alexandros Grigoropoulos, the Conservative government ordered the police to take a passive stance and allowed protesters to give rein to their fury. The resultant damage to city centres across the country was so extensive that it helped convince Greek voters to kick out the Conservatives. The new socialist government is determined not to repeat the same mistake and ordered the police to crack down on any violence. Officers corralled demonstrators into restricted areas and denied them the chance to run amok. Snatch squads on motorbikes roamed the streets and carried out a number of arrests.
Earlier, the mother of the teenager killed last year had called for calm. The killing sparked more than 2 weeks of rioting. The second round of voting in Romania's presidential election has ended with both candidates claiming victory. Exit polls suggest the narrowest of leads for Mircea Joana, the Social Democrat, over Traian Băsescu, who's been the president for the past 5 years. From neighbouring Hungary, Nick Thorpe reports.
The result of this election is still too close to call. Three exit polls suggest a narrow lead for Mircea Joana, the head of the Social Democrats, by between 1 and 3%. But their predictions are based on voter research up to 5 o'clock, 4 hours before voting stations finally closed. During the first round 2 weeks ago, there was a last-minute flurry of voting, and estimates suggest turnout will be higher than the 54% who turned out then. Votes from Romanians abroad could also influence the outcome.
Some news just in. The Iraqi parliament has approved a new electoral law, ending weeks of political uncertainty. However, correspondents say that even with a new law, it's not clear if a parliamentary election can take place in January as planned. BBC News. The government of Somalia has sacked the heads of the army and the police days after a suicide bombing in the capital Mogadishu that killed more than 20 people, including three government ministers. Officials said President Sheikh Sharif Ahmed wanted to develop a new strategy to counter an armed insurgency by Islamist militants. Voting has ended in the general election in Bolivia, in which President Evo Morales is hoping to win a second term as president and consolidate his Socialist Party's control of Congress. Mr. Morales says he needs more time to implement his sweeping social programs. However, opposition leaders have blamed him for the recent rise in cocaine production. From La Paz, Andres Scipani reports.
After almost 4 years of harsh political polarization, Bolivia's president, Evo Morales, seems to be sailing toward a landslide victory in these presidential elections. Mr. Morales won sweeping victories in a recall vote in August last year and a constitutional referendum in January due to votes from the country's poor indigenous majority. His main opposition contender, Manfred Reyes Villa, has accused Mr. Morales of being totalitarian. But these accusations have not dented his popularity.
Medical officials in Morocco say the military leader of Guinea, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, is doing well after undergoing surgery for bullet wounds. Doctors said Captain Camara had received treatment for trauma to the cranium. Captain Camara was shot on Thursday by a military aide who has now gone into hiding. The United Nations climate chief, Eva de Boer, says he's hoping for a clear and ambitious deal to combat global warming at the Copenhagen Climate Conference that begins on Monday. He called for a strong, long-term response that would become a turning point. Mr. de Boer said the chances of success have been boosted because many countries had announced targets for cutting their emissions of greenhouse gases. The vast majority of scientists agree that these emissions are heating the planet to dangerous levels. And that's the latest news from the BBC.